holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
So what is holy living? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Be holy.
All right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day. Oh, yes, it is. It's a splendid day. Man, how are you feeling? How is your family doing? If everybody's okay, that's good. If everybody's not okay, let's pray, man. Let's pray. God, continue to guide these people, your listeners, your people, regardless of what hardship they're dealing with and what's pushing down on them. Lord, help them to be your people. Always help them to do the right thing. Always help them to think beyond the problem. They need your help. They can't do it without you. They can't do it without you. I can't do it without you. So, God, if everything's good, continue to help them to be good. Help everything to be good and work in their favor, Lord. Lord, if everything's not good, we're praying for your help. Praying for your help because they need it. We all need it. We all need it. And sometimes you don't know how to ask. You don't know what to say as human beings. You know, how do we talk to God? You know, so we don't always know how to talk to you, Lord. But now, at least now, we're asking for your help. Anybody and any of the listeners going through a hard time and hardship, Lord, we're needing your help now. Do a miracle or help them some kind of help them to see a little bit of light at the end of that tunnel, because living in this world is not an easy one. And you know that firsthand. But we can do better if you help us. If you help us, it'll be a better world. If you help us, we won't concentrate on what's our burdens and things that are pushing us down and holding us down. All the hindrances around the world, we won't concentrate on that. But if you help us, we know that we can rise above it. We can always rise above it. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, I want you to always remember something. Don't dismiss it simply because you don't like the way it sounds. Don't dismiss it because you don't like the way it sounds. There are a lot of times God will give us people to warn us about a lot of things. And they might not sound good when they're saying it, or it might not sound, the warning might not sound good. What warning sounds good? I mean, just think about that. Which warning sound, do you know of one, a warning that sounds good? I don't know of any. Don't dismiss it. God sends a lot of people to us to warn us about the future, right? He sends people to warn us about the future. This is where it's headed. This is, watch out for this, watch out for that. And it sounds like a bunch of mishmash, and you know, and we don't care, and you know, is that we've heard it all before. You know, you get on social media, you hear this on this social media, you hear that, and that site, you hear this, and you watch the news and you see this, and it's just so many things that are out there. But don't dismiss a thing just because you don't like the way it sounds. A lot of times God will send the dirty bird to give you the message. Yeah. He sent the ravens down to the one prophet. You know, and ravens are like vultures, you know. But they brought bread to him. They brought the message to him. And so the thing was, We as people tend to turn away things that we don't like. Not that we've understood and okay, well, I might not like it, but I understand it. No. We just, because we don't like things, we just turn it off. Well, and you can do that. You're free to do that. But don't like dismiss it simply because you don't like the way it sounds. Somebody say, oh, give us an example. I don't really have any examples. I have one good example that I could give you, but that would take it into politics. And I don't do politics. I just try to tell people how to apply God's word to their politics so that they'll figure out what they like or what they want to vote for or who they want to vote for or anything like that. There was a warning before, and now we're seeing it. And so all I could say is that's a lesson for me and everybody, a lot of other people. Don't dismiss it just because you don't like the way it sounds. It could be some help in there. Especially, okay, here you go. When it's something that you really don't like the way it sounds, really listen then, because there might be something in there that you can use. You might not be able to use all of it, right? But there's still a few things in there that you can use, just like a menu. You go to the restaurant, you see the menu, you say, oh, give me number one with extra tomatoes and some cheese and then an iced tea or so. I don't know. Whatever you're on. You don't eat the whole menu. You only eat a couple things that you know that you can handle. You know, like when they have these contests where they'll have the hot wings and they're just so hot. They'll have one that's called Hades. They'll have another one that's called mild, or they'll have another one that's called light, or whatever it is. You don't eat all of them. You eat the ones you can handle. And so when you hear certain things that you don't necessarily agree with and you don't like the way it's being delivered, okay, well, listen through it and see if you can use any part of it and then throw the rest of it away. But don't dismiss it simply because you don't like the way it sounds. A lot of us miss out on blessings like that. Here's another one. Most of us are great at lying to ourselves. We are. We sit there and lie. We know what we're telling ourselves is a lie. And so we practice the lie on other people to see if we can get them to believe it. We're great at lying to ourselves. Oh, this is wonderful. That's wonderful. And everybody else can see that is not wonderful, but you've lied to yourself and I've lied to myself about it. You know, don't lie to yourself about anything. You know, I'm not saying go around and beat yourself up all the time either. No, I'm just saying you might not want to lie to yourself. That tends to be a bad thing. Oh, here's another one. You can't cheat grief. You know, when there's a death or there's a change in a family, you're going to have to go through that process, man. You're going to have to go through that process. It might not look good and it's not going to be pretty, but you'll have to go through the process. So don't lie to yourself. And then when God begins to tell you something about the grief or within the grief, don't dismiss it simply because it don't sound right to you or you don't like the way it sounds. Still look through all information so that you can be a better person. Just do that, and I guarantee you, you'll see a change. Now, we're going to start talking about this holy living. Call to holy living. Verse number 13, 1 Peter, chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. So you got to deal with your mind and practice self-control. So prepare your minds for action. So don't do nothing till you got your mind prepared. Don't be in your emotions. Your emotions will let you go on a wild goose chase. Never trust your emotions. They will lead you someplace that you can't come back from. So prepare your minds for action. Prepare your mind for action. Before you do any action, prepare your mind and exercise self-control. See, that's the one thing that the emotion want you to get out of it. It don't want you to exercise no self-control. It wants you to go off. And so it wants you to go off so much to where you can't come back. A lot of people are gone today. A lot of people are dead and gone today because of emotion. And they could never come back from that emotion. Something happened, or they never reestablished themselves in their mind because of that emotion. Prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. Salvation will be revealed. That same Jesus, he's our salvation. He will be revealed to the whole world, and you will have your salvation then. Verse number 14. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. Here you go. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. Remember, Jesus said it. Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. You didn't know better then. So don't go back to not knowing better. Don't do that. You didn't know better then. Verse number 15. But now you must be holy. Be holy. Be holy in everything you do. You must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you, is holy. So because God is holy, we have to be holy. Now, God does everything right. We don't do everything right. We don't know to do everything right. We just don't know that. We want to do everything right, but we don't know. Remember, none of the prophets knew about salvation. We don't know. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just because God is holy. You have to be just like God. God is holy. You have to be just like him. Do the right thing. You want to do the right thing, at least in our minds. See, in our minds for action. We start in our minds. You must want to do what's right. Even if you don't know what is right yet, you haven't done what is right yet. You just want to be right, but you don't know how to be right. You got to do the holy thing because God is holy. If God gives you information about it, do it. God shows you what to do. Do it. Follow that. For the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. That's what God says. So for those of you who don't want to be holy, you have to be holy because God is holy. Be holy.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.